Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am introducing a new company to the show. I know that a few of you at least have followed this company, though. The company is called Volcanic Gold Mines, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VG, and on the OTC markets under the symbol VLMZF. I am chatting with the CEO, Simon Ridgway. Now, Simon, I'm bringing you on the show now because there was news that broke recently on the permit for the Holly project being issued to the company. Now, let's talk about the larger land package here, because the company holds a land package that encompasses the Holly project and the Banderas project. I understand that the Banderas project also going through permitting, and you guys are expecting that permit fairly soon. Simon, give us just a general overview of this land package that, again, encompasses the Holly and Banderas projects. It's in the eastern part of Guatemala. What attracted you to this land package, please?
Well, I went to Guatemala way back in 1998 and began working there then. And in the eastern volcanic belt, the same position, area I am in at the moment. And I made the discovery of the Cerro Blanco deposit. So we drilled off a nice deposit there and sold it, and I was excluded from working in that district for a couple of years, but as soon as I could get back in, I did, which was about 2002-2003. And we acquired about 250,000 hectares in that volcanic belt. Right beside Escobal, the Escobal discovery that's presently owned by Pan American. We're east of that and north of the Cerro Blanco deposit that is now owned by Bluestone Resources, the mine is being built by Bluestone and a Lundin company. So the large land position encompasses all of the volcanic belt east of the Escobal and north of the Cerro Blanco. So it's very prospective, unexplored belt of volcanic rocks and a great chances to make epithermal discovery along with other things. The Escobal mine itself is about 350 million ounces of silver, one of the richest silver mines out there. And similar to the south, the Cerro Blanco deposit, a gold deposit, again, very high grade. And it is going to be now an open pit. I think they're closing in on 2 million ounces, average grade of about 8 to 10 grams. About a week ago, they put out news that they're remodeling to make it an open pit mine as opposed to the underground mine that was in fact permitted. The land position we have has got we've got stream geochem across the whole belt that was done by Radius Gold. A lot of stream, a lot of rock and soil. So we have a lot of data on this huge land position. And we have two main targets identified at the moment in granted concessions: the Holly property, which as you said was just permitted, an epithermal target with a similar structural trend to the Escobal mine. We got about a strong 1.3 kilometer long, very strong geochem, rock and soil, with some very good drill holes from previous drilling that we put in there back in 2002-2003. And the Banderas property, which is south of that, a very large caldera system. Again, we have about 40 drill holes in from previous work in the Banderas property. A lot of good drill holes to follow up on. And I think both prospects have got a great chance of turning up, for us to drill off economic deposits on these two properties.
So, Simon, can you give us a little background on some of the work in terms of exploration that has happened at the Holly and Banderas properties?
Yeah, we can talk about the drill. So, back in 2002-2003, we drilled the Holly property. The structure that forms the Holly property It's a regional structure that puts the schistose belts to the north against the volcanic rock to the south. We were mostly focused on the volcanic rocks at the time that we worked on the ground back then. We drilled several holes to the south in the volcanics. And the drill holes we put in on the ridge top that ran parallel to the structure, we cut some, results of 14 meters of 4 grams gold and a 200 gram silver, and some high-grade 5-meter hits of up to 10 grams gold with a half a kilo of silver. Lots of the work we've done on the Holly property since that time, up in the schistose belt along that ridge top, as we turned a lot of very high-grade multi-kilo silver surface samples, and that's what we'll be targeting when we start drilling there. and we should be drilling by about the 14th of April. I've had this ground for a long time, so I'm very excited to get in there now with a well-financed company and able to retest these targets.
So when it comes to getting that drill program started, it sounds like you have, for the most part, already isolated the drill targets. Is there any more surface work that needs to be done, or are these targets ready to go?
On the Holly property, we're just ready to go. I mean, we have the drill pads built. We're just being ready to get the permit in hand, and then we'll mobilize the drill right after Semana Santa. Easter is a pretty big celebration in Latin America, so you know, to move things around during Semana Santa is always a challenge. So we'll wait to get the Easter holidays done, and then the drill will start turning.
How many meters are you planning on drilling at, I guess, Holly, first and foremost?
Well, Holly initially 3,000 to 5,000. Obviously, always depending upon results. But and if we have good success, we will keep going and bring a second or third rig into to the Banderas property once that permit comes in.
What's the drill program going to look like at Banderas then?
Quite a lot larger. I mean, on the Banderas property, we have about 9 kilometers of high-grade veins that have been identified. Previous drilling in those veins had cut some good results of, you know, low-grade broad intervals of 20 to 30 meters of half a gram to a gram gold. I believe that we're too high in the system there. You know, Cerro Blanco, for example, about 35 kilometers to the south of us, we have the Cerro Blanco deposit. And the high-grade zone there that there will be mining is about 300 to 600 meters above sea level. So that 300-meter span. The Banderas we'll be drilling it from 700 to about 1,000. And cutting these broad intervals of reasonable grade for an open pit. But lots of the surface samples on some of these high-grade shoots we were finding, we're running 10 to 20 grams gold with, you know, 200 silver to a kilo. So I think we need to go deeper. We need to be drilling under those hits and with 9 kilometers of vein exposed on three parallel but separate trends. The HP zone, the M28 zone, and the Pyramid Hill zone, all of them require drilling, you know, 200 to 500 meter drill holes. So we'll be putting in 10 to 15,000 meters of drilling on the Banderas with a couple of rigs. That should start in about, you know, we applied for the Banderas permit about 6 weeks after the Holly. So it'll take about the same time. So in about 6 weeks, the Holly program will start. Sorry, the Banderas program will start.
Okay. And I know, talking to you off mic, this is really your first chance to get on these projects with somewhat significant drill programs, being a cashed up junior, right? Can you discuss how excited or I guess encouraged you are to now have this opportunity to truly go after these projects?
Yeah, I'm very excited. I've been waiting for this for the last 12 years. You know, when we left on the project, like I said, we were tiptoeing around with our drill hole. You know, Escobal, let's go back to that for a second. It's a bit of, you know, I had the Escobal deposit. We put some shallow drill holes into it. We discovered it. We discovered the vein at the surface. We put some shallow drill holes in. Didn't get the results we were looking for. So we dropped the ground. Goldcorp later picked it up, and they went 300 or 400 meters deeper than we did. And made that discovery, you know, world-class system sitting there, which we had at one time in my hand. So I'm not going to let that happen a second time. So I'm very excited to get back in this ground again. I think we have that kind of potential to discover something world-class. I'm well-financed to do it. So, you know, it's a great opportunity. I'm very, very excited to be here. That's why I stepped from being president of Radius to run Volcanic, because like I said, I've been waiting to drill these properties for a decade or more.
Now, can you give us a little bit of an overview on this option agreement? Because there is an option agreement with Radius Gold for the acquisition, or at least a large interest in these projects. Eventually, a potential 60-40 joint venture. What are some of the stages that the company needs to complete here to earn into that 60-40 JV?
Yeah, so the initial JV is just on the Holly and Banderas property. It's a combined, it's one large concession that covers both targets. The earning is $7 million to earn into 60% of the property over a 4-year period. once the what the intent would be that if we have the success I'm expecting, that Radius would vend its 40% to the company, so we can unitize the ownership, and it would take shares in Volcanic for that sale. That is the game plan, so that we could have 100% of the asset in Volcanic. Beside that deal, we've got the whole regional play. So Volcanics has got an option on the right to option any of the ground within that 240,000 hectares that sits outside of the Holly and Banderas property. Now, as we go through and examine these other targets, we'll decide which ones we want to keep. And the plan is that we go back and make separate deals on the targets we want to keep outside the Holly and Banderas with Radius. And there'll be similar earning type deals. The size of the earning will depend upon the target we identify.
All right, Simon, can you give us a little bit of background on your history within the resource sector? I know a lot of people know of some of your past successes, but just bring everybody up to speed, please.
Yeah, well, my initial foray into Central America was in Honduras, where we made a discovery there called the San Martin deposit, which I sold to Glamis. And then following that, we went into Guatemala. And like I said, we found the Cerro Blanco gold deposit there to the south where we are now. And also the Tambo deposit in central Guatemala. Also, I founded with Jorge Ganoso and Mario Shortlander, found Grubstake Jorge to start a company called Fortuna Silver Mines. We built that company to but right now the market cap is about 1.5 billion. We have three mines in operation. The one, the San Jose deposit in Oaxaca, we discovered that with my teams. So in this volcanic belt, to date, we've found four or five mines already. And I think we're going to increase that with the land position we have now in Guatemala.
All right, let's talk about some of the other company fundamentals here. Share structure. Shares outstanding, little over 44 million on a fully diluted basis, just under 70 million shares outstanding. I'm seeing some pretty strong shareholders in here. Can you share with us, please, some of the larger shareholders as well as how much management holds?
Yeah, so Silvercorp has got 19.9% of the company. They came in on both financings. And they have the right to retain that percentage. Radius Gold owns, as well as having the 40% carried interest, it owns about 9% of the company, just under 9% of the company, I believe. And management itself has probably got another, between myself, Mario Shortlander, and the usual people I work with closely, we have another 19% there. So, there's about 50% of the issued capital in good hands, good associates. And as I said, both the financings were done for the most part with people I know well and well-established industry players.
All right, final comment then. Please just summarize news flow expectations for everybody watching this stock in the near term.
Yeah, well, like I said, we'll start drilling on the Holly property shortly after Easter, and we'll be drilling for the rest of the year on Holly and on Banderas, a total of about 20,000 meters. Meanwhile, we'll also be looking at these regional plays. We've identified a couple of very attractive targets already on the regional work. I won't mention too much about them right now, but there's some very good stream, soil, and rock geochem along major structures that look very, very interesting. So I think there'll be very exciting news flow going forward. I'm expecting some great results from the initial drilling on the Holly and the deeper drilling on the Holly. It's a very exciting target. The targets are well-defined. It is not a complicated system. Just got to get the holes into it.
Okay, Simon, I appreciate that update. Again, Volcanic Gold traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VG and on the OTC markets under the symbol VLMZF. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Simon regarding what's happening here at Volcanic and the plans for this year, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Simon, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Corey. Thanks very much.